Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Sandspans Radio. When I was a kid, I really wished that I could get into sandcastles, but now I'm like, nah.
Welcome to this week's episode of It's Just Good Business. I'm Ryder Bailey.
I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm John Bailey.
Today, Jackson.
So, okay, it's like a gym, right? It's an exercise.
This is not my idea, is it?
No, I've not stolen your gym idea, which
hang
I'm
on a minute
here. So, okay, it's a way to get people in shape. I'm not going to call it a gym because that feels like a lie. So imagine like a hedge maze.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a massive hedge maze.
Yeah.
And you all enter, everybody who needs to lose weight. But here's the trick of it all. Is that we can move the hedges around.
So it's Harry Potter 4.
Yeah, but they can't get out till they're thin.
You said that you were obsessed with Harry Potter earlier on. So
did I?
Yes.
When?
Today or yesterday or sometime.
I don't think I said
you said that. It dominated your life or something. Anyway, what? Never mind.
Okay. I don't remember saying this at
you
all.
You did. You admitted.
Harry Potter does not dominate my life. I can't go a second without thinking.
Anyway,
Harry
back
Potter
to your maze.
So it's a maze that you enter fat and you come out the other end skinny.
How long does the maze go for?
Until you're thin.
Right, you're there. You're food? Locked up.
Food, you get given a healthy diet.
That's not going to work.
No, I like it.
Do you?
Right?
No.
Yeah.
You enter this maze and you go in on the understanding that you'll be in this maze until you are a thin person. Could take weeks. There are beds scattered around.
What are you going to do? It's just say
you're
going to
walking
school. You're going to miss out on school? Or is the teachers coming along giving you lessons, your
we
maths?
We provide tutors. Over or a loudspeaker.
If you're working. Problem number 21.
Problem number 21.
And then everybody just yells out the
X answer. Squared plus X.
Well, it's not for fat children. Right. It's just for fat adults.
Adults. And then they're missing out on income because they should be working. Be well, valuable
how much
members
is this,
of society.
This, oh, this is going to cost so much as well.
Yeah.
Well, so okay, first we need to figure out the logistics of how we move a maze and change it around.
That's not so hard. Train tracks. Like, I have all... Like, they're on... Just hear me out.
Right. It's not your business.
He's helping. He's just being
all
nice.
Right, go.
But you remember the turntable in...
Yeah, yeah.
In Thomas the Tank.
Thomas the Tank?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
got lots of those they're... where you can switch...
Yeah, you just move them around, change the
they're
shape of the
big,
maze.
They're on big trolleys.
Hmm.
The plants grow over the edge, so you can't actually see they're on a trolley.
Exactly.
And then you just quickly wheel them around.
So I figure I'm going to
fat people aren't looking.
We just pull a fast one on them so that they... But they know. They know they're going to be in this maze and stuck in this maze.
Are they trying to get out?
Yeah, well, they would have to be.
Is anyone dropping any parcels of food under the hedge?
Yeah, I suppose we are.
Could they get sponsors?
It's not the Hunger Games. I'm not doing the Hunger Games. That doesn't you don't lose weight in the Hunger Games. You just die.
Yeah, well, that's...
So...
There'll be food, yeah. They'll get food dropped in from, like, drones. Like, you know,
right,
little drones?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's
okay.
Just, like, you know, smoked salmon and, and krill oil.
We're talking,
and,
like healthy meals.
Yeah.
It's basically, and you got to think of this as, like, your last resort.
Okay.
Like, I've been trying to lose weight. I've tried the Atkins. I've done gym for five years. No,
not working.
And come to Jackson's Maze.
Maze and
lose
it's a done
weight.
Deal. because you're not getting out there till you're thin.
It's a guarantee.
So you're forced.
So what do you have, like a scale at the exit door? You get on the scale. If you're not a certain weight.
Back in.
It doesn't open. In fact, someone gets ahead of pushes you off the scale.
Exactly.
And you roll off a barrel.
The maze will just shift until you're back at the beginning.
Yeah.
Try again.
God.
But that has a bit... 100% guarantee.
Yes.
Bailey, 100% guarantee you will lose weight.
You've got an issue.
What's the issue?
The issue is the psychological damage, right? That these poor people have tried years they could be in this maze. They could go in at 25 and come out an old man.
Well, that's... If they've gone in at 25 fat and by like 80 aren't thin... That's on them.
That's their whole life.
I accept no responsibility.
They've met a girl in there and married. And
three kids.
Imagine just saying goodbye to your family.
Where are they going to sleep?
No, there are beds scattered around.
Right. So you just have to find one or you're sleeping on the ground.
Well, yeah, that's part of the exercise. Okay. It's like night's coming. Yep. There's a bed, you know.
Yeah, I got news for you.
What's going on? What's that?
Rain.
Well, you could have it in a big warehouse or something.
No, I want it to be outdoors. They can get a tan as well.
No, what you got to do?
It's not always sunny.
Here's a cool suggestion. Any of their supplies that they need, you can have them on. You know, for greyhound races, how they have the little bunny, bunny on the thing. You have that around all the hedges.
Mm-hmm.
They've got to catch their supplies.
They've got to catch. There's a.
Here's what I do. They've been walking. I can tell they're hungry. Because
mm-hmm.
I, in my big office with all of the like security feeds.
In your
I see,
big chair watching all of
morbidly obese myself. I can tell that this chubby fellow, he's hungry.
Yeah.
Right? So I press a little button near my chair and a roast chicken, unlike one of those rabbit things, shoots by him. He chases that because he's starving. The roast chicken disappears into a hedge. Out pops... a healthy krill sandwich. There we go. But he's so hungry from the chicken, he's like, well, I'll eat that.
Unless it's some stubborn son of a bitch. He's like, sits down, where's my chicken?
Reaches into the hedge, trying to find it.
Very good to imagine that chicken making it, like, disappearing into the hedge and then, like, maybe 5 minutes later coming into my room.
No, what would happen is you'd get the one chicken, you'd have, like, 19 of them just running after the fat.
After the one chicken, salad's being knocked.
Well, when the chicken disappears, they'll have to eat that salad or die.
Or each other.
Cannibalism is a problem with my fitness maze.
That's right. Yeah, you've got to...
But you could have all the things on the little conveyor belt.
Yeah, exactly.
It starts to rain, you get a tent.
Get a tent, get an umbrella. Okay.
You've got to put the tent up themselves.
Yep.
Yeah. There you go, more exercise.
Yeah. Exactly. How long do you think it would take your average person, like I'm 10 kilograms overweight, I think? Mm. So I could lose that in a week of my maze.
Easily. You could lose that very easily, especially at your age. You'd lose
and
it
especially
very
with people trying, that's trying their out. Goal. So all the officials that are there working the machinery, that's their goal as well.
Is to make me lose weight. You go in, you're like, this is my ideal weight. You go in the maze, you do the maze, you come out the other end, done.
Yeah. Okay.
Plus, I could add incentives. You know, I could be like, this part of the maze is becoming like water or traps. Mm. Hurry up to escape the traps.
Death traps.
So you got like a flood of tidal wave coming through
the gotta run from the tidal wave.
Tiger? Is a tiger in there?
Just put the fear of a tiger in there.
Yeah.
Little microphones around that make tiger noises and I'll be like, the tiger's been released. Run, that is wrong.
That's terrible.
I feel like this fitness maze has become a strange egolomaniac.
Yeah, just for your own amusement. I think it's actually
It's a win-win.
It's quite perverse.
They'll come out thin and I'll get for good time.
No, ethically it's a shocker. You're not doing it for your own amusement. You had a very genuine, ethical, nice thing you're going to do for people. Now you turn it into...
We helped with that a bit.
Trash now. Okay, so remove the threat of a tiger.
Okay, so nothing.
But
it's not
the chicken.
Like
on the, that's a good idea.
on the ride of, on the greyhound thing.
Yeah, that's yeah, good. Yeah, yeah, that's thing. Good
because you don't have to chase it. Your choice. That,
so what is that like the first thing? So you walk in, and it goes.
Yeah,
and you have to run after it.
And they're gonna get that chicken. What I'll say when the chicken runs is, I'll be like,
"You better get that chicken. That's your food for the day."
Yeah,
it won't be. That's just a ruse for them. So I guess I'm going to have to get
But there. After the first day, they'll be
they're
like,
go,
oh.
That's not my only meal for the day. They'll sit down.
I'm going to get a salad. Which works as well, because then they'll lose weight.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
They'll get thin from just eating the salad.
Water? And... You got water in there?
Yeah, how's the water? You got to have water for...
They're going to drink something.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't just have, you know, run 2Ks for water. You got to have water at the ready.
I will. Water will be...
fountains every corner or
whatever. Plenty of water. Right.
Okay. Yeah, they can have it. It can be in the drones flying overhead. They just need to say, water. They'll get water. Yeah?
Boredom. What are they going to do? They're sitting around all day waiting for this.
Bored people lose weight.
Chicken waiting to come for by. The chicken to come.
3:30, the chicken's due. What's the time?
Chicken 11. Waiting for the chicken. I remove watches. 11. They're watching the sun.
You got this huge maze and they're all sitting by the chicken thing.
We'll catch it this time. It's very easy for them to rebel. That's the problem. I have. What if one of them stands at the other end of the chicken and catches it like a football?
Yeah, I think they're going to outsmart this chicken thing.
Yeah. I must have to be pretty quick. Boredom.
Yeah, you got to have...
Scattered gyms.
Scattered.
So, look, there's a weight machine. You got nothing to do.
That's right.
And
that'll occupy your time.
And a treadmill. You run on the treadmill. Powers a TV. Watch Mike and Molly.
There you go. You got Mike and Molly. Yeah. Big Bang Theory. Two Broke Girls. Yeah. All your favorites.
That's, so just trashy TV shows.
But you'll watch them because you're that bored.
That's all you got. And you're gonna power that Mike and Molly.
You're curing boredom by. More boredom.
But lesser boredom.
Lesser boredom than the boredom of... I think my real danger with boredom is them just sitting down and just lying there and I'm being like,
get up! Get up, there's a gym just ahead of you.
They will. And they're going to do it. They're going to get all stubborn and sook.
Yes.
They're going to just,
they'll fight you.
After the
first
day.
They'll start an army, a militia, and sneak out up to your little tower.
They'll have guards.
And you'll be sitting there watching them. Suddenly they'll all be behind you.
Make a little tower, make a one big person.
Tear me out of my
ivory
tower.
Over the maze. Coming and pulling your tower down.
Okay, well, that's an issue.
What are you going to do about rebelling?
How do I stop rebellion?
Well,
you need some armed guards.
No, because...
Oh, that's ridiculous.
They're not going to rebel if they chose to be in there.
But after a while, they might.
After a while,
you can walk. Because you can't keep them there against their will.
You can walk around this place.
No, I mean, they can walk as if they can leave any time they want.
Right.
But I will have a huge fee if they do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Massive. Huge walking
big
fee.
Big exit fee.
Oh, my God. So big that you just wouldn't.
Yeah.
You
wouldn't. Yeah.
Because I will be the thing I will sell it on to people on, late night TV. It's 100% guaranteed lose weight.
But if you're overweight, you wouldn't be selling it. You're not the guy.
I'll get it.
No, you'd have some guy, some commando type guy.
Oiled commando.
Yeah, commando.
Want to look like me? I went to Jackson Bailey's fitness maze.
Get to the maze.
Located on the 46 Hume Highway.
Yeah, right.
That's where it is.
Get there.
Down there, get fit, get thin. It'll take anywhere for a week to a month.
All right. That's not a bad idea. It's a good idea. But, I think... I don't know. Got to be some other issue with it. You can't get away. You can't get it that quick.
There's no flaw.
Right, I think
they can leave if they want.
There's flaws.
There's plenty of flaws.
They've got free will. It'll cost them. Because here's the thing: if they come in and they don't lose weight, you know what I mean? Like if they leave, that's on them.
No, they should get their money back.
What if they come? Oh, no, if they come through
and they've been there for a week, and you said get thin in a week, and they don't.
I think they should though, They don't get to choose, but if they choose when they leave.
Yeah, but say they don't chase the chicken, whatever, they just sit.
Well, it has
still
to be
like a stone.
Get thin in a week, brackets.
The wall behind them
the,
will start.
The fine print
them.
Will be with your cooperation.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Because you,
yeah, yes.
if you're gonna get one that's just gonna be like nah and sit down on the ground.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
Then I'll be like, you
did this to yourself.
I'm not getting your money back, sir. Yeah. And nobody will come out of that without losing weight.
Mm.
That's
it's just
true.
Not going to happen.
Yes, yeah. Yes,
no
yes.
one's going to so put on or anything
no.
like that.
That's right. You will lose. Yeah. You will lose and you will lose and you will lose.
We
weight.
Have like PTs scattered around.
What's PT?
Like personal trainer. So like you'll be around a corner, this big guy. Come on, man. Come
here
on.
Here we go. You're doing
push
it. You're
through,
doing
push
it.
Through.
Get that chicken. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a cheese sandwich.
It had to be a carrot stick.
Too
still
bad.
Good. Still good.
Still good. Eat it up. Enjoy.
Yeah.
You're bored? Here's a gym. Watch Mike and Molly.
Yeah.
You know?
Why you only got those shows?
Oh, they can have whatever. That was writer's
whatever.
Decision.
Game of Thrones, Breaking
have,
Bad.
Yeah,
whatever they want.
Good.
But the problem is, they're going to be in a treadmill to watch the
to
show.
To make it go.
To work the TV.
So all their electricity is powered by what they do.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. So exactly. They could have lights. They could have... anything else that runs on electricity if they power it.
But the
is
site...
That, is that right or
yes.
No? Yes.
No,
just
TV.
Just the treadmill.
Just TV.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's all they're getting. They
no computer?
No. Because I don't want... The, no.
You don't want them, you
they
know...
They can Skype their family. Look at...
Get me out of here.
I caught the chicken last night. Mom,
look at me. Tonight I eat like a king. I feel like every person who comes out of my maze is going to have a glowing testimonial, but hate me.
Yes.
Like, they're going to come out, they're going to be like, it works.
But that guy.
Fuck you, Jackson.
Yeah.
You made it a hell. And I'll be like, I have to. That's the maze way.
But it's a tough thing to sell weight loss on the basis you've got to go to hell to get thinner. Because you don't. There are other ways to do it.
Yeah,
but how are you going to compete against your normal gym?
I'll be like, you know, you go to a normal gym. Here's what the ad will be like. It'll be like a flashy guy comes on who'll be like, hey, you there on the couch, you go to a normal gym, you're there for 2 weeks, and then you get slack. It's hard to go to a gym every day. You go to, you go on a diet, you slack off, you eat a pizza pie. You want to lose weight, 100% guarantee, coming down to Jackson's fitness maze. 100% guarantee you will lose weight or your money back. All it costs is... kind of your free will.
Yeah.
Located off the Hume Highway.
What's the legality of taking people's free will away?
It wouldn't be free will because it would be, you know, you'd have the contracts and all that
like
stuff.
Said,
but
could use a waiver.
Waivers.
Good old
waivers
waiver.
Are useful. And like I said, they can leave anytime they want. Yeah. It's just going to cost them
huge,
exorbitant
huge,
amount.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking...
which is what most gyms do anyway.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, it costs you a lot.
We're talking for like an entrance free into my fitness maze. I'm trying to think what's... Let me think about how much it costs to get the property.
Plus
feeding them
for
like potentially months.
You have to think about a lot of things. You have to think about staff, all the PTs, the equipment.
And are they, you know, like they're sleeping somewhere.
Yeah.
Are you going to change the bed clothes? And here, you haven't thought of this, I'll tell you.
Toilet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it'd just be, you know, like the little things. You'd have toilets scattered around.
Yeah, here's the thing. My maze is constantly shifting, right? So I'd want to be able
Portaloos. You drop them down on a cable.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like the water thing. You can put your hand up.
You put
your
hand up, you're like, poop. And then we drop the Portaloo down.
Right.
We lift it up, we take it away, we fertilize the head.
So you're on the can and the maze shifts. The other guys, there you are.
No, well, in case of that, you'd have to have the Portaloo would go down and get in and come back up again.
Maze shift, and you'd be like, oh, as the Portaloo rose on the cable, the maze change underneath, and then the Portaloo descended.
You don't know where you are.
Yeah, that's but that's
you don't
part
know
of
where
the,
you are.
That's part of how you're losing weight is you're the constant wondering.
I think
wonder
a lot of
yourself
people,
thin.
Are you offering counselling after the experience to get on? Because some people might need it. I mean, it's quite traumatic.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a big thing.
It's gonna. I mean, maybe we won't offer in-house counselling, but we'll send them in the right direction.
Yeah, because you might get people who are pleading to get out of there.
They can,
but then they can leave. That's what
they
he
can
said.
Leave. They're just gonna pay like.
Yeah, no,
like
but
$1,000.
But they might be saying to you, I can't afford it. I'm broke. I'm going to lose my job. Please, I'm serious. I want to get out of here. You are going to have to say no to these people.
There's going to be some stuff.
Are you offering, what I'm saying, are you going to offer counselling for those poor people?
Well, do they.
Counselling for the poor.
Do they pay to leave?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
They pay to leave, or can they leave and then they just
are
in
debt? They can leave
debt?
And then they just need, they just okay. owe me money.
So they don't have to go to the ATM at your maze. Yeah,
they don't have to be like, ATM! And have one descend.
Or would you have, one in the hedge comes out, and they got to put their money in the slot. That's it.
No. They can leave. If he's pleading, I'll be like, can leave. We'll work something out.
Payment plan, you know.
Okay. A week in this experience, what's the cost?
Wow.
You got to do it weekly.
Yeah.
It's a week by week. So you can get out after the first week.
Mm-hmm.
So every week you can get out.
Well, you can get out any time. You just need to yell. And then we'll discuss it over the loudspeaker. So they can be like, I'm done. Oh, done. And I'll be
how
like,
much money you got? How much money you got in the bank?
What's your bank balance currently? Yeah, I'll take half of that.
Can you really afford to leave?
Best just stay around. The chicken's coming in an hour.
No, so anybody can leave anytime they want, but they're paying weekly.
Right.
And it's quite an experience, and it's you're not getting an experience anywhere else like this. No one else is guaranteeing you 100% certain weight loss. So I'm going to put...
And what guarantee do you have that the weight loss will be sustained?
None. That's not what I'm promising. I never promise.
Just for now.
If somebody comes back in like a month and they're like, I put the weight back on, I'll be like, that's your fault.
Get back in
the maze. Maybe if you had stayed in the maze a little longer, you wouldn't be having this problem. So,
right.
I'm saying per week.
Yeah.
$2,000?
Per week?
Per week. That's
well,
not...
How many? What's the... The
maximum
capacity.
Amount of people I can have in the maze? 6.
And do you have medical staff on hand?
Oh, we just legally, I imagine we'd have to.
Yeah.
Six people.
Six, it's a big maze.
But 6 people isn't
six
much.
6 people all at once.
Yeah.
I was thinking there'd be more.
Well, we can up production.
I don't know what maze I was thinking of. I was thinking of a huge maze.
Well, it had to be pretty big. Yeah. Everyone went 4 hedges.
Making everyone dizzy. Okay,
yeah, I think
so
I've been here before.
So, all right, no, let's say 30 people in the maze.
30 people.
30
okay.
people.
It's a all lot right. bigger, yeah. So that like means I've got to charge a bit more.
Yeah.
So it's maybe an acre, maybe
yeah, acre,
a
acre
more,
and a half,
yeah.
something
right.
like that.
Right.
Maybe
right.
a bit. Let's say 2 acres.
2 acres.
Okay, 2 all acres. Right. So it's pretty big.
Three grand.
3 grand weekly.
3 grand weekly.
All right.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot, but you're guaranteed to lose weight.
And
there's no way you'll come out of
who's
this.
Who's preparing the vegetarian meals and all that sort of stuff? You've got nutritionists and you've got like chefs doing this, or is just
what, just me? A
couple of carrots.
I mean, I think I know what's healthy.
Yeah. Yeah,
like a watercress sandwich.
You're the big obese guy in the tower, so it looks anyway.
It's like a salad or whatever. No, I'll have a nutritionist on site,
right?
I guess.
Right.
I feel like okay. So if
you need all that, you need
20 people
medical
in the maze,
staff, nutritionist. Who's if you got a gardener, making sure the mazes don't die and wither.
Can I die? Can I double up anybody? Can I
the doctor gardener?
The personal trainers.
The personal trainer.
They
gardener.
Also trim the hedges and stuff.
So they're just like overall helpers.
Yeah, like they wander around, and if they pass somebody trying to lose weight, they're like, "Hey, good job!" And keep on trim. They're more gardeners than personal trainers,
right?
But they'll offer the encouraging word to
somebody
trying to lose weight.
Any animals in it?
Well, I wasn't allowed a tiger.
But a maybe pet, like a birds. dog.
No, you got to have the comfort animal, so like cats and dogs.
Yeah, cats and dogs.
You just have a bunch of cats that just live
because,
in the maze.
Yeah.
Either way.
Sounds nice, doesn't it?
Yeah, you've got to psychologically look after the people.
Yeah. Because
they've got a tent to sleep in for God knows how many weeks.
See, I was imagining like some of the maze, the hedge
with
rows.
Like a house.
No, have just like a little bed coming out the
That's
side.
That's what I was thinking.
Like a prison bed, but comfortable.
And goes into the major bit maze.
Like just in the way it sticks out of the maze, not like hardwood.
Hardwood with a thin rag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you pay a little extra,
that'd have to be
you can get
beds.
A comfy bed.
And change of clothes?
No.
They can yell,
the laundry.
Change.
The laundry.
They yell, laundry! And one of the drones brings them a fresh change of clothes.
Right.
So these are the things you can yell.
You got a lot of staff that needs input into this, you know?
So I think
you're providing someone's needs 24 hours a day for like potentially 3 weeks. Like, you know, clothing, food,
toiletries. Exercise,
but boredom, entertainment.
Or exercise, boredom, entertainment. Those are just scattered throughout the gym.
Right.
The maze. If you find
one...
Are you
going to be constantly updating them and changing them?
Whatever.
What do you mean, whatever?
The gym we go to.
There's no attitude to start a business with whatever.
The gym that me and Ryder go to doesn't change, and we're fine with it. Because you'll go into that gym and then the maze will shift and you'll be like, it'll be exciting when I find that gym again.
Right.
That's the good of it. You find how exciting after a day of wandering, you find that little thing, you're like, sick, two broke girls. You jump on the treadmill.
Halfway through the episode changes.
You don't know. Knocked off the treadmill.
I got to find it again so I can find out what happened. How do they get out of this one?
You go back and you're up to like season 3, episode 4.
Yeah, you're all out of sync. One of the people hate you.
But that's, you know, it's the same with a bed. Like, finding a bed will be exciting. There'll be a lot more beds.
So many nights you haven't found the bed. The one bed you
So you'd have a bunch of them just sleeping on the ground and stuff.
There's a lot of
huddling
beds.
Up.
Right.
It's just you're not always finding.
You get
beds.
Like a group of them, you're like penguins, all
smallest one in the middle.
You don't find a new bed every night.
Because the maze shift. No, you do find a new bed every night.
Okay, find a new bed every night.
But that's what I mean. It might hit six. You will find one, but it might hit 6 o'clock.
Have you got a bedside table?
No, just like the prison.
No reading material? Gideon's Bible on the side table?
Gideon's Bible in the hedge? So I figure the way I'm going to have to do this is like the maze, maybe in a warehouse, and then like a complicated system
of... A warehouse? Oh, okay. Yeah, because how are you going to pull it up? You haven't got helicopters.
So I'm going to have like...
We should have picked that up with these dunnies dropping down, you know?
You're going to have like people pulling levers and winches to move everything around.
You got
might have to up it to $4,000 a week.
You got engineering costs now, I'll tell you, buddy.
I got a design.
Yeah.
You
got some outlay here, haven't you? You know, you got some expendables. Anyway, in your business.
All right. Initial entrance fee?
Initial entrance fee. I'm not going to
weekly.
Weekly, $5,000.
$5,000. Fuck. Okay. Here we go.
I've got to cover so many costs.
I'll tell you what.
I got to cover the nutritionist. I got to cover the personal trainers. I got to cover upkeep. I got to cover getting rid of any of
your big office with your massive chair and billions of TVs.
I gotta cover the chicken run. I gotta cover the fact that I've just realized now Portaloos doesn't really work because where's it all going?
Yeah. Well, it goes into a tank under it.
And then pull it up.
You pull it up. And then you swing it on a swing, empty it. Another one goes like a merry-go-round.
Okay. I have to pay for designing some kind of system by which I can drop down toilets and gym equipment.
Yeah, well, that's a big one. That's a big outlay because it's all motors and pulleys.
It's a complicated system.
And what are you going to do when the cable breaks? The Portaloos comes flying down on the poor guy.
It's going to smash down a hedge and they're going to be like, freedom!
Wanting their money back.
What happens when...
They'll be attacking the tower.
That's the question. What happens when it all falls apart?
Yes.
When the chicken thing is...
Yeah.
And everybody eats
you
chicken.
You got a fault.
What happens when the Portaloos crash? What happens when...
And you can't fulfill the promise. Everyone gains a bit of weight and comes out.
No, but see, that's the beauty of the Jackson Maze fitness system.
Right.
Is that you can't leave the maze until you weigh the amount you told me you wanted to weigh.
Even
so
if
you walk
like,
in.
You walk in. You're like,
press
hi,
a button down.
Jackson, I've seen you from TV. Hi to the male mortal I get instead of me. I've seen you from TV. He's like, yeah. What is the weight, mate? Wait. What is the weight you'd like to be? He says, 84 kilograms, 95, whatever. He's like, okay. He inputs that into a machine.
Yeah.
That machine goes to a scale at the very end of the maze that you can reach after a couple of weeks. You can give it a try. If it doesn't match that number, they can't leave the maze.
Yes, I get
so
that.
There's no way you'll come out of the maze, even if they get the chicken every night. Just means they're there longer.
Just say there's like a bushfire. maze burns to the ground. They still can't leave. They're sitting there.
Well, they'd be dead.
Jackson Bailey's fitness maze is one of the locations of a national tragedy if a bushfire comes through. I'm in a lot of trouble. They're like, you said.
So,
you
what I'm
them.
Saying, another thing in your cost tally on your ledger is firefighting equipment.
Oh, it's in a warehouse.
You just need a... You know, a little extinguisher.
Is it in a warehouse?
It has to be in a warehouse.
You were talking 5 acres. This is some sort of warehouse.
Oh, my God. I didn't think about how big it was.
You can have it in like a dome, big glass dome.
Big glass dome. Oh, it's going to cost so much more.
$6,000
a week.
Yeah. It's going up. It's got to be more than $6,000 a week.
All right, let's do pros and cons. Oh. Pros. It will work.
It's 100% guaranteed.
That's it. That's the only pro.
That's the only pro.
But it's a good pro.
It is a good pro.
It's a good thing, which is what you want.
Yeah.
That's, hey, where? What other fitness service is offering that guarantee? Something that guarantee that literally you can't.
Yeah, no, but I don't like this. If you say with your cooperation, you could get thin on another program if you cooperate.
That's true.
Yeah. So,
but this one, we're basically forcing you to get thin.
Yeah, force thin. What are you calling it? What's the name of this?
It's just Jackson's Fitness Maze, located on off the Hume Highway.
That's not a catchy name.
Yeah, come on.
That doesn't do it. Do it for anyone.
But I want to sound like, I don't want to be hey, it's Jackson's amazing fitness regime.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
If I say it's Jackson's Fitness Maze, it lends it an air of professionalism. Jackson's Fitness Maze system.
System. Is it a system?
I don't know. You didn't put much thought into the title.
No, that's it's the Jackson Bailey Fitness Maze system. 100% guaranteed to lose weight.
With your cooperation.
With your cooperation.
Now, have you got any money that you're going to put into
your cooperation?
You don't have any money, so that's a ridiculous question.
I don't.
So how much are you asking
for you guys?
Remember that just the hunting thing was 35.
That was that little old hunting thing, which was
I think
not a big operation compared to what you're dreaming of.
40 million each.
Each? What do you mean? So 80?
80 probably
80 altogether.
Is what I'm getting.
You're not, that's not
how
enough.
Are you going to get a return on that?
Well, people will pay. It's $6,000 a week and I'm getting 30 people in every week.
Right.
That's okay. That's
$180,000 a week.
Yeah.
Right, that's what you're taking in. But you have outlay.
I guess you've got maintenance costs.
Maintenance costs.
Food costs.
Food
staff.
Yeah, so that's a big
bill. That's
why
it kept going up. It was
how many
staff 2,000 at the start?
In this
well, I got two nutritionists. three nutritionists, and they're the three. Cooks as well. Well, I've got 30 people in the maze. Three nutritionists.
You don't even need three, though.
Ah, you don't need three for 30. You
but
need
he's one. Cooked. They're cooking as well.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm doubling rotating up. Shifts. Yes, yeah, yeah, okay.
Let's go.
You got a doctor? Doctors have big
three
weight.
Nutritionists, five personal trainers slash gardeners, two doctors and a lawyer.
Two doctors?
Yeah.
Why do you need two doctors?
What if two people get injured at once?
Yeah.
Backup doctor, I guess. Yeah. But then you can just call the paramedics. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know why I can't just call
just
the
say
ambulance.
Someone does get injured, right, and something serious just goes wrong and they need to get in there. Do you shut down your maze for everybody
what
else?
What we do is we bring a portaloo to the entrance. They get in and you drop it in there. Or a take the person out.
What do you mean you get a portal?
Well, you know how portaloos drop down into the maze?
No, but you might want to drop down a stretcher.
Yeah, like you can't, like you know, broken back, you just shove him in the portal.
Well, we just move the maze in such a way that it doesn't impede anybody else's wandering themselves through.
Oh, okay.
So you could just move the maze so there's one big long path to that. Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, you're right. 80 million, that's a bit, that's yeah, you not can't that much. Yeah. What do we reckon, like 200 mil?
200 million?
Why are you going up?
I thought 80 million was too little. You were coming...
It's too much. We're not giving you 80.
How much do you think a really nice big house costs?
I don't know.
$1 million is a very nice house. Like, think of that.
Shitty houses for $1 million.
Have you? What? Yeah. You like just, you know, scam the
nice neighborhoods.
Yeah, a normal house. But yeah, look.
But I've just got a lot of costs and I'm going to have to get someone to design a machine.
Yeah.
That has never been designed before.
That's right.
So we'll go through a lot. So I'm sticking with 80 million.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think there's a lot of research and development, isn't there?
Exactly. You know? There's a
because
lot.
Because you've got to test this machine, make sure it works, you know.
Make sure it doesn't malfunction, set the hedge on fire. I've got to grow the hedge.
You've got to grow the hedge, yeah.
You've got to do advertising. That's why my advertising is cheap and on late at night. Didn't have any money left.
Yeah.
So 80 million, lads.
Right.
What are we thinking?
Well, I think it's got a lot of good. It's got a lot of promise. I don't mind the idea.
It does. Yeah.
I think
it's all right. Like as an idea,
I think I have some ethical concerns. I think there's a bit of mistreatment of people. You know, I don't think it's kind of
mistreatment of people, but
they are volunteering
on someone's food is fine.
No, but you know, let's go over history, Rods. That's we're not talking about that episode.
Mistreatment of people is, well, yeah, but look, we can iron out all of the little details when the funding comes.
When it comes in.
When, if it comes in. Right, so let's...
From you, Dad. Are we looking at a yes or a no? Come on. You're never guaranteed weight loss. It doesn't happen anywhere else. We can iron out any ethical concerns once the money's in.
I think this is going to go well for my next pitch.
Yeah.
If I give you 30. What about 30?
30 mil from you.
Yes. Yeah.
I'll take it.
Okay.
I'm bad at bartering, clearly. Righto. Come on. If you give me 30, I'm at 60. I can get, you know, the other 20 somewhere else.
Where? Mum?
Mum. I'll just ask her. Come on. It's a good idea. You're not going to get that kind of promise anywhere else, that kind of guarantee.
Rod is tough. He's always tough to get...
What are your concerns?
Well, I don't know. I
don't think it's going to make money.
I don't think anyone's going to use it.
But it's guaranteed.
Still, they're going to look at the ad and be like, that looks fucking terrifying. I'm not doing that. I'll just go to the gym and try my luck.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So they don't want to lock themselves up in prison. People don't want to self-imprison themselves. You know... It's not something people want to do. Otherwise, they would be doing it.
Too late. You've given your 30.
You've given 30 over. Don't you be rescinding over there.
Now
I'm already 30 mil up.
That's second thought. I'm tired. You know, I've had a hard day.
No.
No.
Oh.
30 mil.
So what? Now you got the 30 instead of 80, which is a big drop. What are you going to cut?
Doctors. No, just because if I can't.
I don't think that's...
Because I can just call
my hospital. You know why doctors get paid so much, Jack? Because they are important.
But I can just call the hospital. Like, I don't need in-house doctors.
Yeah. No,
I'll shorten the maze.
Most of the time, the doctors would just be sitting around anyway.
Exactly. Shorten. I'm not paying them to sit around.
Drinking all the coffee and eating all the chicken.
Shorten the maze, 10 people a maze.
10 people?
Yep.
And the maze will be smaller?
Yep,
smaller.
Maze is smaller. And I'll give everybody just a water bottle.
Just a water bottle that they can fill up and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
What were you going to give them?
Who's going to drop down water from drone?
Drones are a lot of money.
Yeah, drones are... You're thinking too futuristic.
I'm just thinking too grand. But I think I can make something work.
You should do it all on clockwork instead of computers. Yeah.
All steampunk drones dropping down water. Yeah.
So you'd have like all these people pushing the maze to move
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I was already imagining people pushing the maze.
Where they are.
Yeah.
I was imagining really nice.
Up your cross.
But I think I did okay for what I got.
Yeah, I think you did
I could
right.
make it
yeah.
work.
Yeah.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Ryder Bailey.
I've been John Bailey.
Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in...
opinions.
We do that in every episode, too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.